Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty radio show. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Tim Brown. I'm the editor at Sons of Liberty Media, and I'm filling in for Bradley today. He's on his journey down here, down south, as we speak. He is on a plane and will be joining us down here to do not only something at the church that I attend on Sunday evening, but also he'll be doing some schools and some universities across the eastern board here of the United States. So welcome today. If you want to follow us on the Internet, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or sonsoflibertymedia.com, which we'll be going to in a minute. For some articles that we have posted, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also follow Bradley on Facebook at Bradley Dean. That's Bradley with double E. Bradley Dean on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. So check all those things out. You can also follow Bradley on his Twitter account at Bradley Dean 1. That's Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Now, I want to take you to Sons of Liberty Media today, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and first encourage you again, you've got about a month before tax day, so we're going to be giving away just a gorgeous weapon that Amendment Arms has produced. Ryan over at Amendment Arms has graciously given it to us so that we can give it to one of you. On tax day this year, April 15th, we'll be making a drawing at midnight. So head on over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down just a little bit on the right. You'll see the picture of the gun there. Click on it and throw your name in the hat and see if you might be the owner of a brand new Joshua MK5. This is a true AR-AK hybrid weapon. It shoots the 5.56, 223 caliber bullet that the feds we're trying to unlawfully and unconstitutionally ban from the American people. So you want to go over there and check it out and throw your name in the hat, because you've got a pretty good chance to win. I think even though it's showing about 2,200 entries, that breaks down to about 400 or 500 people who have put their name in the hat so far. So get on over there, put your name in the hat, and see if you'll win that weapon in God's providence. Now, going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, let me fill you in on a few articles that we have up today. We've got Bradley's latest called Rebellion of America Brought Judgment on America. And Bradley takes on the issue of this Muslim jihadist, Christopher Cornell, who had an interview earlier this week. And he points out the fact that what's going on with the current administration is bringing in, it's ushering in the judgment of God. Anyone who reads the book of Deuteronomy, a lot in the quote-unquote prosperity gospel movement, want to always focus on the blessings of God in Deuteronomy. And yet the curses outnumber the blessings far more, because there's a warning there. God's blessings are wonderful in a land that honors him. But the curses are terrible and they're horrible. And they should be cause us to fear. They should cause us to fear that we do not obey God, that we do not honor him as God, and that we do not show our love for him in our obedience. As I often tell my children, even since they were little, do you love Daddy? Yeah, I love you, Daddy. Well, if you love me, you do what? Well, we obey you. Now, do they always do that? No. They're children. They have to be disciplined. They have to be corrected, just like any child does. And just like we do by God. God tells us that if we're not chastened, if we're not disciplined, we're not his. We're illegitimate children. And so what we see in Bradley's new article is him pointing out how the doors are open to the judgment of God, and there is a warning there for America as to what's coming if she fails to repent. And it doesn't look like she's on the course to repenting as of yet. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, read the letter a school superintendent wrote in response to anti-theist group who want scripture reading stopped. There is a school that reads scripture every day to the children for a thought of it today. And you know these anti-theists who number very small, who want to raise us think about all of these things on behalf of anonymous people in order to try to shut the Bible down and to shut God's people down. And you'll love what this superintendent, Michael Gilbert, has to say. You will really appreciate it. It's done in the spirit of grace and of mercy, but it's one that also says, I'm not giving these guys any publicity. Don't pay them any mind. And you'll really enjoy that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, from Michael Ware, who is one of my elders at the church I attend. Convicted woman Kelly Gissenbanner becomes a Christian on death row. There are many Christians who want her not to face the death penalty because she was involved in an adulterous affair. She encouraged her boyfriend to kill her husband, and now she's on death row. Should her life be spared because now she's become a Christian, that she's repentant? Check out that article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, State Department tweets picture promoting Sharia law over, quote-unquote, man-made law, as if Sharia is nothing more than man-made law. It's made by Muhammad, who, well, you can go back and check his own character out. You can judge the content of his character by what the man engaged in. Engaged in pedophilia. He was a demonic false prophet. He led his people astray. He was a bloodthirsty man. He was a thief. He was a murderer. He encouraged the rape of innocent women. What can I say? If you want to call that anything other than man-made law, following after your own flesh, well, then you're deceived. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, do we owe the truth to everyone? Check out David Whitney's latest article where he goes back into Exodus and deals with those who deceive Pharaoh in order to save the lives of the newborn babies of the Israelites. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, Brian Fisher's new article, No, the State Should Not Get Out of the Marriage Business. SonsoflibertyMedia.com, Hillary Clinton and the Case of the Mystery Emails. And finally, Obama profaned Selma Bloody Sunday protest anniversary at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Stay with us. We're going to look at an open sexual deviant in the education system who says she's been indoctrinating her kids to be sodomites and she's not sorry for it. Hang on.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Liberty. Want to give a shout out to WCCP 101.1 FM in Lima, Iowa. They're carrying the Sons of Liberty now, Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. We want to say thank you for doing that. Thank you for your support and for your trust. Heading over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, an article that I wrote yesterday following a post by a person by the name of S. Bear Bergman. Now, that's bear like as in a black bear, Bergman. And this post was hosted at Huffington Post. This person is involved in the education system. She is a mentally ill woman, and you'll see what I mean if you head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out the article titled, Open Sexual Deviant. I've been indoctrinating America's kids to be sodomites. I lied about it and am not sorry. That's in the slider at the top of the page, on the homepage. And before I get into the article and what this woman has confessed to, I just want you to understand something. I'm one of the most easygoing guys there is. Ask anybody that knows me. And some people claim, or they question, why do you use the term sodomite? That sounds so mean and so hateful. Well, it's a biblical term. Look it up in Deuteronomy. God says there shall not be a sodomite among the sons of Israel. Now, the term sodomite within the scriptures relates to that of a male prostitute. At the time of our founding, Noah Webster in Webster's dictionary defined sodomite as an inhabitant of Sodom or one guilty of sodomy. Well, what is sodomy? Well, most people think of sodomy today, and they think in terms of, and since we're a family show, I'm not going to get into some of the things, but you know what they think of. They think it only involves a man and another man. But sodomy, according to Webster's 1828, is a crime against nature. Now, what is that tied to? Well, I think it's tied to the biblical truth that we read of in Romans 1, beginning in verse 26, after God says that people won't honor him as God, then God gives them up to uncleanness and the lust of their heart, this is verse 24, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. In verse 26, here's where he gets into what sodomy is, a crime against nature. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. In other words, women were engaging each other sexually. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. So, a crime against nature involves people of the same sex engaging in sexual activity. And no, I don't believe it is sex per se. Sexual intercourse occurs between a man and a woman. It is part of what God designed to be used in marriage. What these people are engaged in is called sodomy. And we need to call it that, folks. I don't want to get off on a separate subject because I really want to attend to this. But we need to start calling it what it is. We don't need to call it gay. Gay is happy. If you read David Kuplian's excellent book called Marketing of Evil, you'll see how the homosexual sodomite community took in the 80s, they jumped off the bandwagon of HIV and AIDS, and they marketed themselves as gay. Before, they were called sodomites, queer, homosexual. They were called queer because they're weird. They're different. They're not normal. That's why the term was used. Yes, there was some derogatory mention of it, of course, but it was to distinguish them from normal actions. And in fact, their actions were categorized as mental illnesses, which is exactly what the Bible says. God gives them up to a depraved mind, a useless mind, a perverted mind, a debased mind. That's what it is. So I want you to understand that as we launch into this, because some people say, well, you're just hateful, you're homophobic and all this, you know, and the labels don't really bother me. They really don't. What these people engage in is what it is. It is a crime. Not just, you know, it's used as nature. It is against God. It is their creator that they are committing the crime against. But moving on. S. Vera Bergman penned a piece over at Huffington Post. She is a mentally ill woman who believes she is a man. Okay? You get that part. She also claims to have, quote unquote, married another woman that thinks she is a man. This is called trans man. And I gotta tell you, folks, I was confused as all get out when I was looking at this stuff. You can see why it's a mental illness. This woman has taken hormones. She's cut her hair short. She's grown a beard. Yes, it's very disturbing. And these two women who are acting like men have been allowed to adopt a child. They've been allowed to adopt a child. And I'm going to tell you, some of you who are just full-fledged Republican Party people, do you know that your previous vice presidential candidate supported these kinds of people adopting children? Supported it openly. Your former presidential candidate actually implemented the redefinition of marriage in his home state as governor. If you voted for that, shame on you. You're part of the problem. You need to repent. But this Bergman woman produced her piece at Huffington Post and wrote that she is in the education to, quote, indoctrinate your children into my LGBTQ, and you can put all the other letters you want to with all of the abominations that these people are coming through, agenda, unquote. And then she adds, I'm not a bit sorry about it. Now, this self-proclaimed writer, educator, storyteller, and loudmouth, which obviously she is, also told her audience that one of her number one things that upset her as a young rebellious teen against God was the fact that people accused people like her of recruiting. So to set the record straight, though it upset her, she came out in her particular piece to acknowledge That was, in fact, true. Interesting. Christians have been saying this for a long time. Bradley Dean has been telling you this for a long time. That is what these people do because they cannot procreate. They must recruit people into their sexually deviant behavior. Here's a quote from Ms. Bergman. The first time I was introduced to this idea of reproduction and recruitment as the two paths to being all the homosexual I could be, I had two very strong reactions. I felt the revulsion of denial, of course. We are not recruiting, and certainly not in the way that this part of a body part that eliminates waste was suggesting we were. At the same time, I experienced a delicious fantasy in which I was, in fact, recruited and chosen to be queer. In it, I was ushered into the world of queerness with care and tenderness by experienced homos and trans people. These are her words, not mine. Quote, in my imagination, they were like very fabulous versions of my favorite camp counselors from childhood. I would be issued my leather jacket and my protest pens, my safer sex supplies, and a hotline of some kind I could call if I needed it. As a teenaged homo, trying to piece together strained relationships from my family or origin, it was a really nice idea. And then she topped it off by saying, my wickedness, you see, it knows no bounds. That's her quote. That's her words. Understand that, people. Let that sink in. She knows what she is doing is wicked, and it knows no bounds. Why? Because God's turned her over to a base mind. This is not rehabilitation that we're talking about to fix these people. Okay? They've been given a debased mind by God. And I say to that end, if she's willing to acknowledge it, good. At least we can deal with that honestly now instead of lying about what's going on. And Romans 1, as I just read to you, indicates exactly what she is saying. She is now agreeing with the Bible about her wickedness. Now, she's not agreeing that it's because, well, she hates God and this and the other, but we'll see that in a little bit. That'll come out too. But at the time when she was being accused of indoctrination, she said, I would never indoctrinate, never recruit. I was just providing an alternative viewpoint. When we come back, we'll see her confess to her lies, and I want to expose that on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of four per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I want to pick up where I left off. Bergman, in her last statement as I closed out, was, I would never indoctrinate, never recruit. I was just providing an alternative viewpoint, I said. That was her word. But the reality is in the process of all of this, she knew exactly what she was doing. She was in the denial of honoring her creator as God, Romans 1:21. And the more one does that, the more the Creator gives them over to a reprobate mind. Do you understand that? That should strike fear in your heart, especially if you're anybody who knows anything about the Bible. We look at somebody like Nebuchadnezzar. We aren't told he was engaged in any kind of sodomy acts or anything like that, and yet he was a prideful man against God. And what did God do? God took away his mind, made him live like a beast, eat the grass of the field, and sweat 7 years. This guy acted like an animal. Then when God restored his mind, you know what the first thing he did was? He repented. He recognized there's nobody that can speak against the God of heaven. His kingdom is eternal and it's established. And who am I to be speaking against it? He recognized who had control. It's God. But going on with Bergman's article, listen to what she says. I'm here to tell you, all that time I said I wasn't indoctrinating anyone with my beliefs about gay and lesbian and bi and trans and queer people, well, that was a lie. Okay. Catch it right here. It was a lie. It was a lie. Now we have an admitted liar, but we have an unrepentant admitted liar. She goes on, quote, all 25 years of my career, she has been an activist for 25 years, people. 25 years. She goes on, since the very first time I was 16 years old, when I went and stood shaking and breathless in front of 11 people to talk about my story, I have been on a consistent campaign of trying to change people's minds about us. No, let me correct that. She's been on a consistent campaign to change people's minds about the law, what is lawful, and about sexual deviancy. That's what she's out to change people's minds about. And she went on to say, quote, "I want to make them like us. I want to make the innocent children of America and Canada just like the sexual deviant that she is." And she continues, "That is absolutely my goal. I want to," this is unbelievable, "I want to make your children like people like me." And catch it, families out there, parents out there who give all kinds of excuses for why you're sending your kids to the public indoctrination centers. Listen to what this woman says. "I want to make your children like me, or like people like me and my family, even if that goes against the way you have interpreted the teachings of your religion." Now, I'm going to tell you, if you are listening to this and your kid is in a public indoctrination center, which we commonly refer to as public school, the only thing I can say to you is you're foolish for doing that, especially when people are telling you outright they want to make your children, turn your children into sexual deviants against you, against the teachings that you hold to. If you claim to be a Christian, that's what they want to do. And not only do they want to do it, but you're paying for it. And I say it over and over and over again. Get your kids out of these centers. This is exactly how communist nations raise up a new generation. Bradley has said over and over, they go after the youth. Of course they do. While mom and dad are slaving away. And you say, "Well, Tim, you probably make tons of money and you don't have anything worth." Let me just let you in on a little something about me. Okay? I'm an open book. You can read a few pages if you like. I've got 10 kids. The last four were born at home. Pretty much had to pay out of pocket for every one of their births, and you know how expensive those births can be. So, and here's the thing. We don't have insurance. I confess that. Yeah, I'm getting hit with the Obamacare thing too this year. Up until 2 years ago, I never made over $50,000 a year, and I don't make much more than that now. So what's your excuse? I homeschool my kids, and I pay the taxes to school other kids in the public indoctrination centers, which do not include God as part of their curriculum. So I ask you, what's your excuse? What's your excuse for allowing your kids to go into places where they're taught this kind of thing? And notice that when she comes out and said this, she is a bold woman. She's been emboldened. Why? Because the law has not been made bare upon her crimes. It has not come against her crimes. She even throws at the root of the reason she's doing things is she wants these kids to rise up and go against your interpretations of the teachings of your religion. She isn't backing down. But I see parents all across America who are backing down, who seem to be oblivious to what is going on in the public school system. Bradley has given you that information. He has given you that in his series, My War. He opens up. He pulls back the curtains on what's taking place there among our kids. He goes into the belly of the beast. While many parents don't even have a clue as to what's going on, some of them are waking up. They're recognizing that Islam's coming in. But they're not catching the secular humanism, which is a religion. It is atheistic. It does have a theological framework in that it says, I'm against God. There is no God. And they're bringing that into your kids. and yet they want to cry. Oh, wait a minute. You can't talk about Christianity in here, but you don't hear the same people talking about it when Islam comes in. It's interesting about that. They are against the God of the scriptures of the Old and New Testament. They are against the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not against Allah. They're not against Muhammad. They're not against Buddha. They're not against Zoroaster. They're not against any of this stuff. They're against the God of the scriptures. Why? Because he's their creator. They're in rebellion against him. And the message to them is the same as it is to any other sinner out there. It is to repent. Why, when God has set before you life and death, will you choose death? Why will you do that? God's given you everything for life and godliness. Why will you choose death? Repent. But Bergman, like so many today, know no shame. Zephaniah 3:5. They parade what is shameful, Romans 1:27, around in the open and expose young impressionable minds to it. And what does Jesus say about that? It's better for you to have a millstone around your neck and drop into the sea than to mess with one of my little ones. But these people don't mind. They've cut their conscience off completely. They're ready and willing and emboldened to mess with your little ones, people. And you let them do it. You let them mess with them. And you say, well, that doesn't happen in my school. Oh, yeah, sure it does. Sure it does. You have no idea of everything that goes on every minute of the day when you send them off into those indoctrination centers. You just have no idea. One of the interesting things I found in her piece was about her interest in children's literature, because she's writing books for children, some of them for high school, some of them for younger. And she said, quote, I was getting a nightly practicum in how the books a kid hears at bedtime affect their sleep and also their dreams, both in the micro and the macro sense. Well, the question I have, and I'm not assuming what's going on during that time, is if she's asleep, how does she know how what's being given to her adopted child or her child, how does she know how it affects how that child sleeps or how it dreams? Just going to throw that out there in the open, because she's already admitted she's into recruiting young children to be just like she is. She also goes on to say that children's literature is a great way, you know, stories, great way to communicate certain things. And I agree, it is. The Lord Jesus used parables to communicate heavenly truth and earthly stories. No question about that at all. And we do that sometimes with our own kids. But the point of those storytelling is not to present lies and perversions. It is to present the truth. And one of the things I love about taking virtually any story that's out there, any movie that's out there, any book that's out there, is bringing it out and always drawing out that to be a good story, no matter how corrupt some of the language may be, it always ends in a redemptive sense. There's always somebody who's willing to sacrifice themselves for someone else. There's always somebody who's willing to put their life on the line for somebody else. In almost every film that you see that's worth its salt, that's what you see. You always see a hero, you see a villain, you see the hero overcome the villain. And unless your thinking is so twisted where you think the villain is the overcomer, that is what you see as the worldview that God has given, that he has overcome the world in his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we come back, I'm going to take a little jump. We'll finish up with Bergman's article, and I'll point you back to our history, and I'll point you back to the law. And then I want to ask you, what should be done in these situations? Stay with me.
Hey, good on. telling you, peoples, this is Alfonso Rich with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Attention listeners.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. And our final segment, I want to finish up with the Bergman article and just give a few points in closing. First, you said, what's your final statement in the matter? I'd be happy, delighted, overjoyed, I tell you, to cause those children to disagree with their families on the subject of LGBTQ people. Mainly, I think she wants to do that because, there's just a very small number of them. There's a very small number of them. They are mentally ill people. And then she says, quote, if that makes me an indoctrinator, I accept it. Let me be honest. For once, she's going to be honest. I am not even a little bit sorry. Now, I say that, people, because you need to understand. People will say, Tim, you're hateful for pointing that out. You're hateful for quoting the scriptures. You're hateful for speaking out against these people. They're just people like us. No, they aren't. They tell us to treat them like they're normal. Well, then act like normal people. But they're not. Instead, they point their finger and they say, well, you're hateful, you're homophobic, you're intolerant. And yet, what does this lady say? I want you to be intolerant towards your parents' views. I want you to rebel. I want you to rebel against not only their views, I want you to rebel against what God says, against their interpretation of religion. It doesn't take much to figure out what Romans 1 says. So this is what this woman is. She is the intolerant person. And she is using the means of the education system to present her message. Now, I ask you, Christian, what part of the education system are you seeking to infiltrate for the glory of God? And I'm not talking about sticking your kids in it. I'm talking about infiltrate it. Just like Riley does. He goes in. He speaks to the kids. He recognizes that many of the parents are oblivious to what's going on, so he wants to reach out to the kids. It's not an endorsement of the public education system. It's a love for the kids. And by the way, you can support that. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Look right there above the slider at the top, and you'll see Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You can help put Bradley in schools to give the same message and more that I'm giving you to our children. You can point them to the law of God. You can point them to faith in Jesus Christ, because that's what Bradley takes into the schools. He takes our Christian heritage there. So, I want to ask you something. How would our founding fathers have handled this? How would they have dealt with somebody like S. Bear Bergman? Well, I can tell you, the father of our country, George Washington, he found a guy within his army. And according to an account of what took place, this guy was engaged in attempted sodomy. Attempted sodomy. And George Washington says that he approved the sentence of just getting the guy out, drumming him out in front of everybody, knowing exactly what he's engaged in, and called it an abhorrence and detestation and an infamous crime. He called sodomy that. That's George Washington. Of course, we can point to the scriptures, Leviticus 20, verse 13. It says, if a man lie with any man, and he lie as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they'll surely be put to death. But how does that figure in with law in America? In America, of all places, haven't we evolved? No, folks, we've devolved. And we're seeing the fruit of that. This isn't just in the issue of sodomy. This is across the board in so many things that we see our society devolving. Why? Because we've abandoned what God has said. Let me give you, for instance, of a few states and what their laws were against sodomy earlier in our history. In New York, a place that glamorizes sodomy now, this is part of what their law read. The detestable and abominable vice of buggery, sodomy, shall be from henceforth a judged felony, and that every person being thereof convicted by verdict, confession, or outlawry, or unlawful flight to avoid persecution, shall be hanged by the neck until he or she be dead. That's in New York. In Connecticut, here's what they said. If any man lie with a mankind as he lieth with womankind, both of them that commit an abomination, they shall be put to death. They basically cited Leviticus. In Georgia, sodomy shall be punished by imprisonment at hard labor in the penitentiary during the natural life or lives of the person or persons convicted of this detestable crime. In Maine, if any man shall commit the crime against nature with a man or a male child, each such offender being duly convicted, and that means that they come with witnesses thereof in the Supreme Judicial Court, shall be punished by solitary imprisonment for such term not exceeding 1 year, and by confinement afterwards to hard labor for such term not exceeding 10 years. In Pennsylvania, the person who commits sodomy, he or they so offending or committing any of the said crimes within this province, their counselors, aiders, comforters, and abettors, being convicted thereof as above said, shall suffer as felons, and shall forfeit to the commonwealth all in singular the lands and tenements, good and chattels, whereof he or she was seized or possessed at the time, and at the discretion of the court passing the sentence, not exceeding 10 years, in the public goal or house of correction of the county or city in which the offense shall have been committed, and be kept at such labor. And finally, or not finally, Vermont. They again quote Leviticus and impose the death penalty. In South Carolina, my home state, the detestable and abominable vice of buggery, sodomy, be from henceforth a judged felony, and that the offenders be therefore convicted of verdict,
or by verdict, confession, or outlawry, unlawful flight to avoid prosecution shall suffer such pains of death and losses and penalties of their goods. Now, here's the thing. In all of those cases, sodomy was deemed to be a crime. Not just a sin, a crime. A capital crime in many cases. And in some of these cases, yes, there were unjust punishment. No doubt about that. But in the other cases, what do you find? These are what our states held to, folks. That's what our states held to. And in many states, they continue to hold to that. Thomas Jefferson, one of our founding fathers in Virginia, put forth dismemberment, cutting off the privates of people who were engaged in sodomy. And yet today we have people wanting to teach in our education system that it's okay to engage in criminal activity. It's okay to be a sexual deviant. And God says, no, it's not. And our states used to say, no, it's not. It's not okay to engage in that. And you say, well, Tim, you're just out for blood. You just want these people to go to jail. You want a death penalty. You want all this. That. Folks, I want them to repent. I don't. If you think for 1 minute that I want blood to be shed, you've got another thing coming. I want justice, yeah. But above that, I would rather see these people repent. I would rather see them honor their Creator with their life. Not because they're forced to, but because they want to. And I can tell you, Jesus came to save sinners of all stripes. In fact, 1 Corinthians 6 tells us that he came to save even those who engage in some of these things. That's right. He came to save such who are engaged in such things. And the command for them is the same that it is for the thief, the murderer, the covetous man, the idolater, the one who takes the Lord's name in vain. The same message goes out to them. Repent. Change your mind about what you're doing and do what God says to do. Obey God. All will be well with you. You will be blessed. But if you don't, there's curses coming. There's curses coming. And folks, I don't know what else to say. You've heard it from an admitted liar now who is engaged in this movement, who seeks to indoctrinate your children and the children of America and Canada into a behavior that becomes a lifestyle of deviancy, of a rebellion against God, of a rebellion against the law. And sadly, many Christians, what they want to do is say, well, we're not going to focus on the issue of the children. We really want the person to be, you know, repentant. Well, I want them to be repentant too. But I don't want to mess them with the little ones. And Jesus said it's better if they have a millstone tied around their neck than to be messing with them. Do you understand the words of your Lord Jesus? America, the call is to repent, not only for the sodomites, but for us as Christians, as people of God, repent. We'll be back in 23. Take care.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.